Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
To Mrs. Bellamy in the market today, and I was so embarrassed.
Were you buying the wrong kind of sink cleaner?
No. It's Beaver. He promised to babysit with her son Benji tonight. And at the last minute, he just backs out.
Well, did you speak to Beaver about it?
Yes, and he said he and Gilbert are going to the show.
You guys talking about me?
Yes, we were. Beaver, did you have the nerve to call Mrs. Bellamy at the last minute and tell her you couldn't sit with Benji tonight?
Oh, it didn't take much nerve. I kind of called Benji and told him to tell his mother.
Beaver, now you know Mrs. Bellamy was counting on you.
I know, Mom, but me and Gilbert want to go to the show. It's a real good movie.
Well, you go right in there and call Mrs. Bellamy and tell her you'll be there tonight.
Yes, sir.
When you make a promise, you're going to keep it. You're old enough to realize that you've got to be helpful and considerate where other people are concerned.
Hello, Mrs. Bellamy. This is Beaver Cleaver. Well, about tonight, I will be able... Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I see. Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Well, she already got somebody else. And she's not even going to use me anymore.
Oh, she's not?
No, and I'll lose all that money. She told me just last month that she'd never use anybody else.
Well, Beaver, I hope you've learned something from all this.
I'll say I have. I've learned not to babysit for a woman who won't keep her word.
Say, Wally, your mother and I are going out. We should be back sometime.
What's that, Dad?
You could hear me a lot better, son, if you turned the radio off.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dad. I just didn't want to miss anything good. Oh.
Wally, you know that was just a twist record.
Well, sure, I know. But you see, after every 10 records, they play some world news. That's how Lumpy found out about Cuba.
Yes, well, your mother and I are going to the country club for lunch.
Well, do you think these shoes look all right with this outfit?
Yeah, they look fine to me.
Yeah, they look fine to me, too, Mom.
I think I'll go up and change them.
Well, where are you heading, Wally?
Lumpy's. I'm going to help him work on his car. We're going to install two new front springs that he got at the junkyard.
That sounds like too big a job for you and Lumpy.
Well, it is. But Lumpy figures if he bangs around and makes enough noise, his pop will get sore and send him to the repair shop and have it done right. Oh, say, Pete. As long as you're going to be sticking around, if any of the guys come over asking for me, tell them I'm over at Lumpy's, okay?
Who do you think I am? Your man Higgins? Leave a note in the door.
Well, look, wise guy. It's not going to hurt you just to tell him.
Gilbert's coming over. We might be busy.
Oh, boy. Wait till he asks me to do you a favor sometime. What a selfish kid.
Beaver.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks.
Beaver, I thought we went all over this thing yesterday.
What thing, Dad?
Well, about selfishness and consideration for others.
Oh, yeah. I guess I just wasn't thinking.
Son, you don't have to think. If you just make a habit of being nice to people and, you know, showing consideration for the other fellow instead of always just thinking of yourself, it'll be automatic.
I'm ready.
Yeah, all right, fine, dear. Now, look, you start practicing what I've told you. You'll find that you'll be a lot happier and people will like you a lot better.
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Okay. Bye.
Be a good boy.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Gilbert, I thought you were going to be over early.
I have to wait for my sister and her boyfriend to leave. She gets sore at me if I look for money under the sofa cushions while they're sitting there.
Oh.
Good day to you, gentlemen.
Golly, a bum.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Is the good lady of the house at home?
No, sir. The good lady's out. There's nobody here but us gentlemen.
What'd you tell him that for? Now he'll rob us.
He's not a robber. He's just a nice old man. Is something the matter, mister?
Oh, it's just a little weak spell. I guess it's because I haven't eaten for 3 days.
You haven't eaten in 3 days?
Maybe four. After a while, you just sort of lose count. Would you mind if I just sat down for a minute?
Well, I'm not supposed to let anybody in the house.
It's all right, son. I understand.
Oh, but I guess it'd be all right if you just sat down for a second.
Thank you. Thank you. I wonder if you could spare a glass of water. Just half a glass would do.
Sure.
What are you going to do now? You shouldn't have let him in.
Oh, I know, but it's not going to hurt to give him a glass of water and something to eat.
Dad will be mad at you.
Yeah, but he'll be mad if I'm not nice to people. And here's a guy who really needs somebody to be nice to him.
I don't know, Beav. I think you're asking for big trouble.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Can I get you something to eat?
Thank you kindly, son. Just a crust of bread and maybe a slice of meat. Your kindness is enough already. It's filled my heart more than anything could ever fill my stomach.
Yes, sir. I'll get it right away.
Wait, it must have been at least 10 days since he ate.
Well, say, Mr.,
Call me Mr. Jeffries, or Jeff, if you like, as my friends do.
You have friends?
When you're on the road as much as I am, you have friends all over.
On the road? Oh, you mean you're a salesman?
As you go through life, you'll find you're always selling something. Even if it's only yourself.
Have you ever been to Chicago where they have the Untouchables?
Chicago, New York, San Francisco, you name it, I've been there. You see, I used to work for a circus.
The circus? Were you a clown or a bareback rider?
Fire eater.
A fire eater? Boy.
Hey, if we lit a newspaper, would you eat some fire for us?
Oh, no. I'm afraid I'm out of practice, boys. Besides, my fire insurance policy has expired.
What have you been doing since you quit the circus?
Well, traveling around, visiting from place to place, seeing the sights.
Yeah, I guess that will get you kind of dusty. Is there anything I can get you?
Mike, put a head on that, if you don't mind.
Sure, Mr. Jess.
Sonny, didn't you say that your parents weren't home?
Well, my parents are home where they live, but this is his house.
Oh. Yeah, my parents are the ones who aren't home.
I see. Do you expect them back soon?
No, they went to the country club. They won't be back for a couple hours.
I wonder, would you mind if I just washed up a bit?
Well, I guess I'd be all right.
No, I don't want to inconvenience you and take advantage of your hospitality and kindness, but I have an appointment later, and I want to make a good impression on the vice president of the company. See, we went to prep school together. He's offering me a job.
Well, I guess it's okay. Come on. You can use my mom and dad's bathroom. Ours is kind of messy for company.
He sure is a neat guy, being a fire eater and everything.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of kids would like to have him for their father.
It was neat when he started talking about the... Hey, what's that?
What's what?
Listen.
Thank you. There's water running in there. You get a whole bath.
Mr. Jeff, is everything all right?
Yes, son. Everything is wonderful.
Boy, what am I going to do if somebody comes home and finds out I let a strange man take a bath?
See, Abib, I just remember I'm supposed to do something for my mom.
Gilbert?
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know, but all I know is I got to do it right away.
Gilbert!
Yeah. Yes, son?
Oh, I was just wondering if you were still there.
Yes, I'm still here. Thanks to your kindness and thoughtfulness.
Yeah, thanks to that.
Beaver! Beave! Hey, Beaver! Beave, what's going on around here?
What's going on around where?
A mess in the kitchen.
Oh, well, me and Gilbert decided to get something to eat out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, well, you better clean it up before Mom and Dad get home. They'll go through the roof.
Yeah, we better get cleaned up.
Sending your lips to the bed.
Hey, what's that?
Send your lips, baby, take care. Danger is near, so beware.
It's a man singing.
Where?
Up in Mom and Dad's bathtub.
Oh, what's a man doing in Mom and Dad's bathtub?
Well, he's not exactly a man. He's a tramp.
A tramp? Fever, have you flipped?
Well. I'm trying to hurry him up.
Mister?
Yes, son.
This is not me, Mr. Jeff. This is my brother, Wally, and he's older than me, and he's a real big guy.
But look, look, mister, I don't know how you got in there, but you're going to have to get out right away.
Oh, I'm just finishing up. I'll be right out, lad.
Thanks, Wally. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, look, you're not off the hook yet. Come on, I'll help you clean up that mess downstairs.
Okay.
There you go. Boy, sure it's been a long time since we heard any noise upstairs.
Yeah. I hope he didn't drown or anything.
Let's go up and see what's going on, huh?
He's gone.
Oh, that's good. I guess he must have walked out while we were cleaning up.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of glad he's gone. But I would have sure liked to say goodbye to him.
Just be glad he's gone. Hey, what's all that?
Well, those are his clothes. I guess if he's taking a bath and getting all washed up, he decided to... He didn't even have a suitcase.
Uh-oh. He didn't bring any clothes with him, then that means that the clothes he's got on, he must have stolen from...
Don't say it, Wally. Don't say it.
Okay, Beef, let's find out what clothes he stole.
Golly, it's hard to think a nice guy like Mr. Jeff would steal anything.
Well, look, Beaver, he left his clothes here. So since he didn't go out wearing a shower curtain or something...
Yeah, well, I'll go look in my closet and see what he stole.
Or he stole anything. Took it from Dad.
You're wrong. Dad's stuff is all there.
Beaver. You see, there's a suit missing right there. That's Dad's gray one.
Well, that's the one he wore at the country club.
No, it isn't. And Dad's brown shoes, they're missing, too.
Wally, don't look for anything else.
Somebody's been in the shirt drawer and the underwear drawer, too. Boy, Beaver, how could you be so stupid and naive?
Well, I wasn't trying to be stupid and naive. I was trying to be kind and considerate.
Well, look, our only chance is to try to find the guy now. He didn't have a car or anything, so he's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood. Come on, let's go. Hey, Dave, what did this guy look like?
Well, he was sort of old, and he had gray hair and a mustache.
Of course, you know, he's not going to look the same in Dad's clothes.
Yeah, but they'll probably look the same on a tramp as they do on Dad.
been driving around long enough. You go that way, and I'll go this way. We'll meet back here at the car, okay?
Okay, Wally.
Hey, look. If you see the guy, call a cop or something.
Okay, Wally. Jeff, how could you? Oh, excuse me, mister. I thought you were a bum. Hey, Jeff! Mr. Jeff!
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were the trap we were looking for.
Oh, boys must have left us a note. Thank you for everything. Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
I was just going to ask you.
Oh, must be some friend Beaver's picked up along the way.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to change and get dinner started.
All right, then.
Would you come up here, please?
Be right there. What's been going on here?
That's what I'd like to know. Look in here.
Wet towels? Walls all steamed up?
You don't suppose Beaver could have taken a bath in our bathroom, do you?
On a Saturday? In the daytime? Never, not in anybody's bathroom.
Hey, Wally left before we did. Well, somebody else has been in here besides the boys.
Well, this ties in with that note we found downstairs.
Yes, but who in the world is Jeff?
Well, it must be someone Beaver let in while we were gone.
I don't think Beaver was entertaining Noel Coward.
Uh-oh, Wally. Dad's home. Maybe you better leave the motor running.
Well, come on, Beaver. Let's go.
No, Wally. I'm not going in.
Just come on in and tell Dad what happened.
Well, I can't go in there. I just can't.
Sure you can. Come on, I'll bet you tell him.
I'll bet you I don't. I'll bet you I don't.
Well, then, after he ate and took a bath and everything, well, that's when we found out he took your suit and stuff.
I see. Well, Beaver, you know you should never let a stranger in the house under any circumstances. You can't tell what might happen, and I never want you to do it again.
I know, Dad, but I was only trying to be nice to people like you told me to.
I don't care, Beaver. You shouldn't have let that man in the house for any reason.
Boy, I'll never be nice to anybody again as long as I live.
Oh, now wait a minute.
The kinder I got, the worse things got.
Well, son, your intentions were fine. You just went at him in the wrong way and with the wrong person.
Boy, I never thought that Jeff would let me down like this.
Well, I know how disappointing it can be when you try to be nice to someone and they let you down. But you just go on being considerate of others. I think you'll find that most of the time they'll really appreciate it and it'll be worthwhile.
But you know something, Dad? I sure wish Jeff would have been one of those good guys who would have appreciated stuff. He was such a neat guy. And I never met a genuine fire eater before.
Well, do you boys thank your father for taking you to the sportsman show?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Well, you know, I tried to get one of those new surfboards.
Well, Fever, you just got yours last summer.
Well, they raised the tail fins on this year's model to make that model obsolete. Wait, yeah, here's an envelope addressed to you. There's no return address on it. It's $5. A note. Dear Mr. Cleaver, my apologies for taking your things, but after that wonderful bath, I just couldn't bear to get into those old rags again. With your borrowed clothes, I was able to get a job, and I'm doing fine, thanks to a wonderful little friend. I'll send you $5 a week until you're paid back.
Boy, Dad, I bet that's the first and the last $5 you see from that guy.
It is not, is it, Dad?
Well, no, Beaver, I don't think it is. A fire eater may occasionally steal a bath, but by and large, they're pretty honest fellows.
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.